The highlight of my day, each and every day, is the opportunity to learn and to teach Torah to so many of you. Some of you I know by face and by name, and others I have a connection with through our podcast, through our website. The Institute for Jewish Continuity is a vehicle for the dissemination of the ideas, ideals, and lessons of our beautiful Torah. But we cannot do this without your help. On Sunday, March 12th, the Institute is hosting a beautiful event, a dinner and a show. This is your opportunity to partner with us, to continue to allow us to do our beautiful holy work literally across the globe. Please visit www.ijcevent.com. Make your reservations for the show. And in the event that you can't join us on that Sunday, please take this opportunity to donate. Take this opportunity to support us. Take this wonderful opportunity to partner with us in all of our holy work. So we know that in this week's parsha, one, we have the incredible zechus of reading the Aseres HaDibro. So just so you appreciate the great zechus of Shabbos. You know, there's a fascinating, this is not part of the Dvar Torah. This is like bonus information that I'm giving you now. So you know, there's an interesting machlokas amongst the poskim as to whether or not one should go ahead and stand up for Aseres HaDibros. So the machlokas is, I'm saying, question for Aseres HaDibros, Aseres HaDibros, right? Others say, no, you don't stand up for Aseres HaDibros, because the truth is, Aseres HaDibros are no more important than the rest of the Torah. So if there's not necessarily a halachic obligation to stand up for the rest of the Torah, so you don't have to stand up for Aseres HaDibros. So Rav Soloveitchik made a beautiful distinction. The Rav said, of course you stand up for Aseres HaDibros. And it's not pogim, it does not in any way diminish the covenant of the rest of the Torah. Why not? Because the reason we stand up for Aseres HaDibros, Rabosai, is not because of chashivos. It's not out of importance or out of covenant for the Aseres HaDibros, but rather, we stand up for Aseres HaDibros because we are recreating Sinaitic revelation. That when we stand up for Aseres HaDibros, we're standing up because thousands of years ago, our grandparents, and the truth is our neshamas were there as well, stood up for Matan Torah. We are recreating Matan Torah. When we read Aseres HaDibros Rabosai, it's not just simply that I'm reading a section of Torah. There is mamish, a Sinaitic revelation. There is a Kabbalah HaTorah that is unfolding for each of us as individuals and for all of us as a collective tomorrow morning. So we think tomorrow morning is just Shabbos. It's beautiful. Tomorrow morning is Matan Torah. Tomorrow morning is Matan Torah. And as such, we have to prepare ourselves. So we're learning this a little bit late. There's no Shloshah Simi Hagbola anymore, right? There's Erev Shabbos already. But just understand, when we stand up tomorrow, it's not just because, oh, we're giving deference to the Torah. Rather, again, it's Mamish Kabbalah Satorah, Sinaitic revelation. So how do we prepare ourselves for this Kabbalah Satorah? How do we get ourselves ready? So there's a beautiful, beautiful part I saw. Mamish, like, it made my day yesterday. So remember, when we get into the Aseres HaDibros, so the second of the Dibros is, Lo yia locha lokim achirim aponai. You cannot have any gods. You cannot have any other gods besides me. But the Torah doesn't stop there. The Torah goes on to say, this is in Perek Chaf Pasuk Dalet. Lo sa'asa locha pesel v'chol temuno asher b'shamayim ma'ava aval asher ba'aretz mitachas. So then the Ribbono Shel Olam is quite explicit in his prohibition. So again, it would have been enough for him to say, you shall not have any other god. I got it. No other god. But yet the Torah feels the need to say, Lo sa'aseh locha pesel. You cannot go ahead and make for yourself any kind of idol. So why is there a need? Remember, there's no redundancy in the Torah. Why is there a need to go ahead and make that statement? So the great tzaddik, the great Rebbe, Rebbe Aaron of Karlin, has a beautiful insight in this pasuk. This is, what does it mean when it says Lo sa'aseh locha pesel? So the Rebbe says, here's the taich. It says Lo sa'aseh locha. Don't make locha, right? Quotation marks. Don't make locha a pesel. Don't make yourself an idol. What does that mean? So the Rebbe says so beautifully that sometimes in life we lose our way. And we think that life is all about ourselves. Sometimes we think that life is all about me. That the goal in life is to take care of my needs. What do I need? What do I want? And I will say, we project that not just on ourselves, but on others also. It's your job to make me happy. It's your job to do what I want. What's most important in life are my needs, and everyone else has to service my needs. Says the Rebbe. You know, sometimes Rebbe said the greatest form of idolatry is not something you bow down to. Sometimes the greatest form of idolatry doesn't come in the form of some type of statue or some type of pesel. Sometimes the greatest idol is the avodah zarah we make out of ourselves. Sometimes when a person lives life thinking that the most important thing in life is them, everything has to revolve around me. I've made the lecha a pesel. And when you make the lecha a pesel, you lose your way in life. When you make the lecha a pesel, you forget one of the most important tenets in Yadus, one of the most important tenets in Yiddishkeit. That Rabbi say, life is never about what I can do for myself. Life is always about what I can do for the other. That when the Jew wakes up in the morning, he asks himself one simple question. Not what am I going to do for today? Or not how is the world going to serve me? Or not how is my family going to make me happy? When the Jew wakes up in the morning, he has one simple question. How am I going to do for the other? How is today going to be a day of service? How is today going to be a day of giving back? How is today ultimately not going to be a day of magiali? And I will say, living life with a magiali, it's coming to me, it's owed to me, is the greatest handicap with which one could operate in this world. The job of a Jew is to be as selfless as possible. The job of a Jew is to be as giving. And I will say, this is true. You know, in general, we like to place ourselves in situations in life where we can get the most back. The Rebbe tells us, the goal in life is to put yourself in a place where not where you could get the most, but where you can give the most. That's the job of a Jew, to be a giver. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, we'll say, this is Dibber number two. After the Ribbono Shel Olam says, okay, Dibber number one, Anuchi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God, and it must be an exclusive relationship. Lo yelocha Elokim Elohim Achirim Al Panai. And then Ribbono Shel Olam's tenet number three in the Aseret HaDibros is lo sa'as elocha pesel. Become selfless people. Don't live a life where you make the lecha pesel. I will say, amazingly enough, there's another beautiful bart from the Chartkov Rebbe. Chartkov Rebbe Chartkov, who was a son of the Rishner. The Rishner had five sons, each of them who became just incredible tzaddikim in their own right. So Rebbe Chartkov says the following. He says, we see this even earlier. This is one of my favorite ideas. He says in Parshas Vayetze, Torah says that Yaakov Avinu is running away from home. And what happens? He's sleeping. He falls asleep. He has a magnificent dream. And what happens? He sees the Sulam. He sees the ladder of the Malachi Elokim all in the Yardim Bo. Everyone's going up and down. And what happens? Yaakov Avinu wakes up with a start. And what does he say? Achein Yesh Hashem B'makom Hazeh. There is the Ribon Shalom. This is in Perek Chav Ches. Pasek Tezayim Bereshis. There is the Ribon Shalom in this place. Va'anochi lo yadati. And I did not know. So the Chartkov Rebbe will say, get ready for this. This is going to forever change your life. So if you're happy the way you are, I'll pause for 20 seconds. You can leave. Right? I will say, it's going to forever change your life. The Rebbe says, the Pasuk's teaching us the secret ingredient to successful living. How do you live a life of Achein Yesh Hashem B'makom Hazeh? Right? That's what I want. I want the Ribono Shel Olam in my life. I want Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. Ribono Shel Olam, I want you to be my partner. And I don't just want to be friends. I don't want to see other people. I want us to have an exclusive, monogamous, loving, passionate relationship. How do you get a life of Achin Yesh Hashem HaMakom Hazeh? There's only one way. Va'anochi lo yadati. Va'anochi lo yadati. If life is no longer about the Anochi, if life is not about me, if life is not simply about how do I get what I want, how do I get where I want, how do I service my needs, if the Anochi becomes secondary, if the Anochi is not the primary push in life, if life, Rabosai, is not the pursuit of egocentricity and the satisfaction of one's own desires and wants, then there's Yesh Hashem B'makom Hazeh. Then one could have the Ribon Shalom. So we'll say, this is how we prepare for our Kabbalah Sator and Mirtz Hashem B'Sha Tovu Mitzlachos tomorrow. To try to make a focus on ourselves, to become more selfless people. That's the Ribon Shalom. You know, at the end of the day, of course, the Ribon Shalom wants us to finish Shas, which B'Sha Tovu Mitzlachos we're more than halfway through. The Ribon Shalom wants us to do so many beautiful things for our own spiritual accomplishment. But what the Ribon Shalom wants really more than anything from us is to become the kind of people who are selfless, to avoid the pitfalls of Lo Sa'ase L'cha Pesel. The Ribbono Shel Olam does not want us to be selfish people. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to be the kind of people that are wholly devoted to the other. We should be zocha like Yaakov Avinu, that by living lives of Va'anochi Lo Yadati, or by living lives where we don't place the primary emphasis on ourselves, but we place the primary emphasis on what I could do for the other. We should be zocher Rabbosei to have lives of achin yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, that wherever we go, wherever we are, we should be zocher to feel the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence right alongside us.